democracy looks like.
Tell me what democracy looks like.
This is what democracy looks like.
Show them what democracy looks like.
This is what democracy looks like.
The sound there of protesters rallying at North Charleston Hall in South Carolina today following the death of an African-American man, Walter Scott, who was apparently unarmed and running away from Officer Michael Slager, who was white, when Slager shot and killed him. The circumstances of Scott's death might never have surfaced were it not for the video captured by a bystander and sent to the New York Times. In response, Officer Slager was charged with murder on Tuesday. Here's North Charleston Mayor Keith Summey at a press conference late last night.
I can tell you that as the result of that video and the bad decision made by our officer, he will be charged with murder.
That footage unravels Officer Slager's story that the shooting occurred after he and Mr. Scott struggled over the officer's taser in a scuffle over a traffic stop.
It would have never come to life. They would have swept it under the rug like they've done many others.
That's Walter Scott's father, also Walter, speaking on NBC's Today Show earlier today. So there may be a swifter path to justice here than in the other recent cases of African-Americans dying at the hands of the police. Joining me now with more is Michael Schmidt, reporter for our partner, The New York Times. The Times received the video that drastically shifted this case on Tuesday. Michael, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me.
And the video came to you from the lawyers for Walter Scott's family, correct?
Correct.
And they sent that on Tuesday, and it was the Times that posted it that, as I said, drastically shifted this case.
Correct. I think that I don't know what the police department knew, but it was pretty clear that they knew something around the time that we got the video. And I think that the video put an enormous amount of pressure on them to do something. If you looked at the media reports out of North Charleston in the days after the shooting, they painted a far different picture. But what happened was when they saw this video, it sort of turned that upside down and really raised a lot of questions about it. I've never seen a local police department move so quickly on a police-involved shooting.
Right, and let's stress the shift in the narrative here that the video brought about, because Officer Slager's original statement after the incident was that the suspect fought for his taser and used that familiar phrase that we've heard in so many other cases, that he feared for his life.
Yeah, the thing is, there may have been a struggle for the taser because that isn't shown on the video. All that's shown on the video is the two of them sort of breaking away, the taser going flying in one direction, sort of to the left of the officer, and to the right of the officer is Mr. Scott running away. At that point, Mr. Scott doesn't appear to have anything in his hands. He's running away, and the officer takes out his gun, and as he's running, he shoots him. I think that the problem with the narrative at that point is that was the officer really – did he really feel in danger that he had Mr. Scott running away from him without a weapon in his hands?
And the thing that's important in cases like this is not what the suspect was suspected of having done to initiate the stop or whether they fought before. It's at the moment that the trigger is pulled whether the officer has a reasonable reason to fear for his life. And in this case, if the suspect is running away at 20 or 30 yards, that's hard to imagine.
Well, the other question here is whether whether Mr. Scott may have posed a danger to anyone else, because officers can use the lethal force if they believe that a suspect could harm others. It doesn't appear like anyone was around in the sort of near vicinity at the time, but we can only really see what the video shows. So maybe that will be an argument that the officer uses.
There's a second part to this video also, which may go beyond charges of murder, which is the officer then cuffs the suspect after the shots are fired, goes back and picks up what appears to be the taser and drops it next to the body.
He picks something up from that went appears to have gone flying during the scuffle, and he moves it and he drops it next to the body. He does, and then he later goes back and picks it up and when another officer is nearby and then puts it on his belt. We don't know exactly what it was, but what it does show is that he was moving things around at the crime scene in less in minutes, or if not seconds, after the incident.
And what's your assessment, Michael Schmidt, of the community reaction around this case? It's tragic, but it has taken a different turn than so many others.
By moving so quickly, They have the local authorities and the mayor have really taken, I think they've de-escalated the issue, and they have ratcheted it down in a way that we haven't seen in other incidents. Even before we could get the video out there yesterday, and we were moving as fast as we could to do that, they announced that they had brought that they were going to bring murder charges. So by the time that the video was out there, the locals already said they had an answer to it, which was, we've made an arrest.
Well, it's clear that the case of the shooting, the death of Walter Scott, has taken a very different turn than other apparently similar cases that the country has seen over the last months and years. It's happened in North Charleston in South Carolina. The New York Times posted the critical witness video that has turned this case. Michael Schmidt, reporter for our partner, the New York Times. Thank you.
Thanks for having me.